Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio today, live at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific right now. Here it is, another exciting episode with a guest. I can tell you right now, and just chatting with her prior to the show, is full of passion and enthusiasm and the love for what she does and a love for people. We're talking about Dr. Celeste Lingier-Johnston of Papillon. She is a physiognomics expert, yes. What does that mean? Well, we're going to tell you what that is. It's the art of discovering temperament and character from outward appearances. She's an industrial organizational psychologist, certified executive coach, and a master of physiognomics, a user-friendly system for evaluating trustworthiness and other traits. It's about how human behavior and personality characteristics are reflected in the body and how they can be interpreted. Dr. Johnston has really, and we'll call her Dr. C. She says, call me Dr. C. I love that. She's broken each body type down into simple geometric programs using basic shapes, squares, circles, oblongs, triangles, and superimposing them on the body. And each of these models, which are incredible, correspond to behavioral and personality characteristics. According to Dr. C, it can really be used as a non-profiling tool for law enforcement and counterterrorism to discern deception and untrustworthiness. Through her company, Papillon Strategies, Dr. Johnston, or Dr. C, really offers this training to federal, state, and local government agencies, businesses, law firms, and anyone who needs to read people more carefully rather than relying on implicit biases and assumptions, stereotypes, and microaggressive affections or tendencies. And Dr. C says the greatest benefit is that it offers protection without profiling. She says it's non-profiling because you're looking at shapes, not race or gender. It doesn't matter who you are, looking at all parts of how a person is presenting themselves. If people are behaving suspiciously, aggressively, or erratically, they'll take on one of these forms. This is really fascinating. And again, she's really excited, and so are we, to welcome her. This is part one of an exclusive Close-Up Radio two-part series with Dr. Johnston, and it's a pleasure to welcome her to the show. Dr. C, thanks so much for joining us on the program today. Welcome.
And thank you for having me. Thank you so much. I mean,
you are very, very welcome.
People need to learn that they're free. They are free.
That's right, exactly. Now, we're talking about this, which is the art of discovering temperament and character from outward appearances. Let's talk about that. That is absolutely fascinating.
It has been said that as a man thinketh, so is he. You are a combination of your thoughts. You have a Monday face, I got you face, I'm afraid face, a hallelujah face, it's Friday, and maybe you're going to have a good time. And it's the same face. And the face changes with the neuroplasticity of the muscles. You know, you can look at somebody's face and you walk in the door and your mate says, what's wrong? And you said, nothing's wrong. And he said, you can't tell me nothing's wrong. I'm looking at you. See, we can't see our faces. We can't see what we're projecting to others. And makeup and clothing and jewelry, it doesn't cover it up because the mind is a transcript of the body. The body never lies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why a two-year-old can get you to take them to McDonald's and get them a Happy Meal, even though they can't read.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when we're two, we still have this. We still have this sixth sense, and the sixth sense is very active. And what we do in this society now is we learn it out of people. And so people are waiting for someone else to tell them the news. You learn it out.
Right.
I mean, you're
right.
Children are brilliant. They're born brilliant. And we're
people,
so hard to make them adjust.
And people believe we're in complete control of what we communicate to people, but we really aren't, right? That's why they call them tells, like playing poker. You are saying we're doing this with our bodies all the time.
Correct. And what we say is, and the people don't understand that when they are not telling the truth and when they are dishonest, their body becomes asymmetrical. The universe has a way of telling you, oh, don't trust this person. They're not telling you the truth. You see, that they can't see that their eyes are not aligned, and their ears are standing away from their head, or the way they're standing, and all subtle things that you can't pay attention to everything. It's so simple. Oh. It is so simple. You can teach this to a five-year-old, and they'll learn it from the first class.
Yes. That's right, exactly. Let's talk about your inspiration and your story and how you came up with all of this. You know, we all have our life's journey. We all have our inspirations. What were some of the moments in your life's journey that inspired you and pointed the direction of doing this kind of work, work that not only you want to do, but it's in your DNA? You have to do this kind of work. It's meant for you.
Well, I wasn't prepared to do this, but I'll tell you. I was an abused child. I was very abused. I was emotionally abused. I was every abuse that you could think of, I had as a child. And so I had to find a way to survive. And when I was 18 years old, I met this couple, Adi and Bennett Gold. And Adi was a survivor of the Nazi prison camp. And her whole family was killed. And she got away. And so whatever I would think about all the bad things that would happen to me, she would make me stand in front of the mirror and she says, look at you. Look at your story. What story do you want to tell? And I, at that time, I didn't know it was physiognomics she was teaching me. You go into the Yale and Harvard Library, there are volumes and volumes of books on physiognomics because it was taught by Aristotle 2,500 years ago. It was what was used to train the Olympians to win. And when you stay in the now, you win. If you live in the past or you live in the future, you can't drink that cup of tea. You can only drink the tea now. And so how I acquired this is from a little lady who walked from Poland to England to get to America to escape the Nazis. That's what I learned.
Yeah. That's fascinating. That really, really is. You know, let's get into starting with these illustrations that you have on your website. They are absolutely mesmerizing, trying to understand what each one might mean and how you perceive it, the triangle, circle, heart, oblong, square. Tell us about all of that.
Well, you know, I took some classes in physiognomics, and it was so highbrow. It was so complicated that you had to be brilliant to be in the room. And I said, you know, who's going to do this? Because you make it too hard. And so what I've learned through life is I see things in patterns. And so if you're any one of these body types, you're out to lunch. But if you're a combination of the body types, that's where the brilliance evolves. And we evolve as human beings from experience, from lessons, from learning. And it, you don't have to have a PhD. You can learn a lot from the grandma who only went to the third grade. Because she learned from experience, trial and error. And so what happens is everyone wants to be a thoracic, because the thoracic is the movie star, is the people who wear the great clothes, and they're very inventive. But these are people also that have very poor internal skills, because they spend their lives pleasing other people. And
yeah.
The abdominal people say, I don't want to be abdominal. Well, guess what? If you want to make a deal, you want an abdominal in that group, because they're the ones who are going to make things happen. Because they can, abdominal just means that you can expand. You can expand your thought. I mean, the guy who or the gal who sits in the chair, and when everything is falling apart, they sit there and they say, just wait a minute. You do this, you do that, and they do the directives of who should do what. You have the cerebral. The cerebral is going to think about things like, okay, I did it this way yesterday. I don't know if I could do it differently. And I might be a little afraid of doing it tomorrow because I don't know what tomorrow's going to be. It may rain or something, you know? The osseous,
right.
We all come in this world as being osseous. And the osseous is structure, structure, structure. And you need an osseous in every organization, because when you go off with the foreign legions, somebody's there got to keep the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the muscular,
right.
The muscular is the tanky-tank-tank, the tanky-tank-tank. When there is a problem that seems unsolvable with people, the muscular will get it done. The muscular will make sure that everybody's in their place. My favorite joke is, there was a foreign legion, and they didn't have enough guns, and so they told the folks, well, pretend you have a gun and you will have a gun. And so the muscular comes and it goes tanky tank tank tanky tank tank, and it's shooting because it believes it can do whatever it thinks it can do.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So the muscular never believes in never.
Right. Never believes in never. I like that.
Right.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, we make this thing fun.
Yes. Well, like you say, all these different figures, the tank, the oblong, the heart figure, the marshmallow figure, that triangular. I think it's fantastic how you came up with all this.
I like to make things simple.
Yeah.
You give me something difficult, and I will simplify it. And that's what I can do. I don't know. I just do it naturally. Things should not be hard.
Right. So like you say, the triangular is the thoracic.
They're the beautiful people.
Yeah, and creative visionaries and great team players, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
They're the ones you want to put out front.
Right, yes. And then there's the marshmallow figure, abdominal. They can turn ideas into money. They're resourceful, they're caring.
Right. And they treat everyone like they're the only person in their life.
And
they
that's a beautiful
everybody
thing.
Special.
Yes.
They treat everybody special. And you know,
like
you don't have to be, you know, you have different parts of your body that represent these body shapes. And so you may have someone who has abdominal hands, and they could be thin as a rail, and they have abdominal hands, and the hands are just fleshy. But abdominal hands, when you're doing a transaction, you want someone with abdominal hands because you know they're just not spending your money.
Right, right. It is a reason for everything, right?
Yes. When you're moving forth in a transaction, abdominal feet, people who have abdominal feet, they have fleshy little, you know, cute little fleshy feet. And they're a little bit smaller than it looks like in proportion to their bodies. Because when they make a stand, they make it very carefully. They just don't do stuff to be doing it.
Right.
They come with experience.
They come with experience, exactly. And that's key. That's completely key to all of this. The heart figure.
And you don't learn experience.
Cerebral.
You don't learn experience in a book. By the way, you don't learn experience in a book. You learn it by doing.
Living life. Learn by doing.
Living life.
Exactly. Living life. Exactly. The heart figure, cerebral, introspective, with strong analytical minds.
Yes. Yes. And you need that. You need that for progression of a society. Somebody's got to be thinking.
Yes.
You know, the people who said in lab, you know, maybe this coronavirus may have been, it may have come out of a lab, it may, quote, quote, air quote. But you had someone else to come along and say, oh, we can put this in a bottle. And they did, and they made a vaccination.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Then there's the oblong figure. And serious, detail-oriented, but prone to paranoia.
Well, because they like to follow the rules. And when you don't follow the rules, it's difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for them.
Yeah.
You have a case in point in our society now that there are people who are willing to die rather than take a vaccine. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how they balance some population.
Right. Yes.
But we all come in the world as being osseous. All babies are osseous.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to fit into the environment in which they are born. If you were born in Bangladesh, you're going to have a different life than if you live on Fifth Avenue in New York.
Right.
So you come and you adapt to your environment. But everybody in Bangladesh is not dying. And everyone on Fifth Avenue in New York is not prospering. And some of them are using dope, you know, killing themselves every day. So it's a balance. No body type is perfect. It is a combination. It's the balance of it all. It's like making fine wine or a great meal. It's the balance. If you put too much salt in the best of food, it's ruined, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you put too much sugar, it's ruined. But you can balance out the salt and the sugar, too much of each, by giving a little of the opposite. One thing I learned from Augie. Is the worst of circumstances, if you learn from it, that's your genius. That's
like
your genius.
That. I like that. That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to think about and sort of progress forward in life. I think that's so mindful and beautifully said. You know, you mentioned the tank, the muscular, square, formidable, results-oriented, but also protective and loyal, right?
Loyal to the sea. And if you look, I don't know if you've been to China recently, but when you see, when you go and you see the, what is it, the Tiananmen, the terracotta soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And you see their forms.
Mm-hmm.
They're tankety-tank-tank. They're tankety-tank-tank.
Yes.
And that's why they were preserved. Because they were the warriors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's incredible when you see
I don't want the
like
body
that.
I had when I was 21. I like the body I have now.
That you have now. You've grown into it, and you're, you know, there's wisdom and honor. Honor thyself, absolutely. Take responsibility for thyself and their thoughts and actions, absolutely. What happens then, Dr. C, when a person maybe goes a little bit, maybe they realize they're doing it, or sometimes they don't realize they're doing it, they go a little too far in any one particular direction?
That's why we have mental health counseling. That's why we have physical counseling. You have to balance yourself. Because none of us stay on the mark all the time. I mean, you have to balance your thoughts. What are you, like when you get sick, you said, what did I do or what did I did not do that made me ill? Because it all comes, it's internal. We live an internal life in an external world. And so when you change your mind, you change your behavior, and you change the outcome. Like you could be mad with that person because they cut you off in traffic. And you're so busy being mad with them that you run into a pole.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Mandela said holding anger is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die from it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to change our behavior. This is all behavior modification. It's very simple. You can change your mind. You can say, I'm sorry. You can say, well, this person isn't worth my energy. I'm investing my energy in this person who's not going to reciprocate in any way, not to me or to anybody else. So why are you still doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mad with somebody who did something to you, a transgression 20 years ago? That person has forgotten you, wouldn't even know what you look like if they pass you on the street. And then you see people who have changed, who age so quickly. And they're aging because they're carrying everything with them. They haven't given up anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Forgiveness is a great tonic. And forgiveness of self is the best tonic. And so what Physiognomics does is allows you to look in the mirror and you say, what's with this person looking back at me? This is not what I want to project. I want to be happy.
Yeah. And healthy. What is healthy
and
in
healthy.
Terms of these? What is
and
it,
healthy
these?
And wise.
Yes, exactly. What is healthy in terms of these particular shapes from your perspective, Dr. C?
Well, it depends on the person's experience. I mean, if you're living, it depends on the environment you live in. If you are in an environment that is toxic, you've got to have some padding on you in order to protect your internal organs. If you're living out in the desert, you don't see fat people in the desert. In these countries that are arid, you don't see fat people there. Because they only have a limited reserve. But you don't see skinny people living in the Arctic. There's no There's no right or wrong. It depends on where you are at the time. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
We are, each one of us come in this world exactly the way we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told you the story, I didn't even know you had these pictures of me, about my little Augie. Who would have thought 50 years ago she would have taken this little girl and say, you know, you're going to be something special, so you got to get rid of this anger. You got to get rid of this victimization because you got things to do.
Things to do. That is so, I love this. This is a great conversation. It really, really is. How would this, now I want to let the audience know that we only have a couple minutes left, but you'll be back for part two so we can expand even more on these ideas and topics and examples. But I mentioned in the introduction, Dr. C, that this actually works as a tool for law enforcement. I mean, you're trained to recognize these shapes in a person's behavior. That's fascinating. Tell us about that.
Well, it's very simple. Sometimes people react from a fear that they've been taught. And there have been people who have been shot just because they didn't understand what was being said to them. And if you look at their body, you can tell when people are stuck. And so why do you react to a script that isn't appropriate all the time? Nothing is appropriate all the time. Nothing is.
Mm-hmm.
Why you look at in terms of someone who's sitting in an office on whatever the financial center is, and they're embezzling money every single day, and you say nobody notices that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, who's lying to whom? You see people who have inappropriate behavior, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, my God, I didn't know they were ever doing that. That's a lie, too, because when we are off our norm, our bodies reflect that. Our bodies become asymmetrical. Everybody's stuck.
Yeah.
Ask your dog.
Ask your dog
who can come in your house and who can't.
That's right. Yes. They are the first to recognize the vibration in the floor when there's an earthquake impending, too.
That's right.
So they are very intuitive. Animals are very intuitive.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you think of physiognomics. You think of, oh, we're going to step up our consciousness and we're going to allow our intuition to be as it was when we came in as babies because we had to survive.
Right. Exactly right.
So what Augie taught me was how to survive.
Yeah. How to survive. And we'll expand upon that, too, maybe with some examples and more on the next episode. You'll be back on Thursday, November 11th at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, to continue the conversation here on Close Up Radio. And we thoroughly look forward to that, Dr. C. I want to encourage folks to go to the website to learn more. Go to www.readthebody.com. That's readthebody.com, readthebody.com, to connect with our very special guest, Dr. C. She's amazing. What a fascinating way to look at life and to apply it to your own life. Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Really a pleasure. And I certainly hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you. And we look forward to part two coming up.
Can't you feel me smiling?
Yes, I see it. It's through the phone. Yes, I see it.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it, too. You be well, and more on the next episode, and we look forward to it. Thanks, Doctor, and thank you for listening. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio. Thanks for joining us. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.